first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Patrice Vacchioni remembers her friend Diana.
My longtime friend needed heart surgery before she could take a trip of a lifetime to Antarctica. When I arrived at her bedside, Diana's eyes were closed. I took her hand, told her it was me. If squeezing hard were enough, she'd still be here. Years later, her son said, "There are some of my mother's things I think you'd like." Jason loaded a big green box too heavy for me to carry into the trunk of my car. When I lifted the lid, he was right. There were many Diana knickknacks I am glad to have, in particular the small blue and yellow hand-painted pinch pots she'd made. Scattered throughout the box were dolls, a collection Diana had created over years of going nearly everywhere. Rosy-cheeked dolls with wooden shoes and pinafores, dark-skinned dolls with long black braids. I told Jason I didn't have a place in my small house for all of them, suggested they be donated to a school. That I'd misspoken was clear in Jason's silence. The dolls now sit close together atop a tall bookcase in the living room and watch life taking place below. Whenever I walk by, which is often, it's like Diana is looking out for me, as she did for many years when she lived among us. All I have to do is look up to be reminded.
Patrice Vacchioni writes books and leads writing workshops along the Central Coast. If you would like to appear on this program, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.